Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
At syempre po, kayo patuloy nakikinig sa programang Filipino ng Radyo SBS. Kasama pa rin po ninyo, Annalyn Villata. At kasama natin ang, sabihin na natin, medyo sikat siya ngayon sa Filipino community. Paborito siya sa mga hosts na mag-host sa mga events ngayon. Pero bago ang kanyang hosting gigs at iba pang mga performances sa community, si Jojo ay isa ring nurse.
Yes.
Yes. Proud nurse.
That's a passion right
yes.
there.
Yes. Yeah. At Jojo, sinabi mo passion mo, pero meron ka bang influence or sinong nag-influence sa'yo to become a nurse?
In the family, there's a couple of nurses who's really been an inspiration to me. Yung pinsan ko, she's a top-notcher, si Ate Mylene. She's a top-notcher in the Philippines.
Oh, wow.
So, even then, before, gusto ko na maging nurse noon, pero hindi ako dun dinalauna. Dinala muna ako sa America ng parents ko. Actually, my first course is engineering.
Wow.
Yes, and then when I got to America, I joined the U.S. Air Force. Mm. And then from there, I was a financial management and accountant.
But from engineering, financial accountant.
Correct. In 2010.
Bakit ka nag-decide to really pursue nursing?
Because at that point, sabi ko, I really wanna, after everything that had happened to me then, I decided na, well, I've joined the military, everything is settled.
I've served.
The family is already all grown up. Mm. Everyone had graduated. My mom is settled and my dad is settled. So sabi ko, ako naman. So from there, I left the military.
Mm-mm.
And then moved to Australia to actually study nursing. So either here or England.
Uh-oh.
Pero military kasi nagbayad. So sabi ko, yes, I can pay for it now.
Yeah.
So I came down here to pursue my dream of becoming a nurse.
But why Australia instead of England?
Australia because it's 8 hours away from Honolulu where my family is staying. And I've always dreamt of living down under as well. At nang dahil sa pag-ibig siguro din.
Yung pag-ibig dinadala tayo kung saan-saan, di ba?
Correct.
At syempre, hindi, alam natin, hindi lang sa atin yan. Maraming members ng Filipino community na ganyan.
Nang dahil sa pag-ibig.
Nang dahil sa pag-ibig. Pero sa'yo, nang dahil sa nursing.
Yes.
From 2010 to this time, marami ka ng achievements bilang isang nurse. I think this is also one way para sa'yo na makapagturo.
Yes.
Sa isang university dito sa Sydney.
Yes.
Dahil you're teaching.
I'm actually teaching a specialty is operative nurse.
Mm-mm.
Perioperative nursing sa UTS. So I became a tutor at first in 2016 and then I became a subject coordinator in 2018. And then 2019 I stopped for a little bit because I was hired. I was commissioned to start a hospital.
Ito yung malaking task or responsibility
yes.
para sa'yo. Dahil isang bagong ospital ang pinamahalaan mo dito sa bahagi ng Northern Beaches.
Yes, correct.
Can you tell us the details?
So, Northern Beaches Hospital opened in 2018, November, and I was hired in September. So, actually, nakakatawa kasi tinawagan nila ako to, would you consider applying for a job? I said, okay, why not, diba? With my experience in nursing, I was fortunate to be taught by the top individuals in the perioperative specialty, people who wrote the book and all that stuff, and educators. So sabi ko, yes, I'll accept the challenge. And fortunately, they called me after 2 months of interview.
Mm-mm.
Tapos sabi nila, okay, now here it is. So I didn't know I was commissioned to actually start the hospital section ko yung orthopedic sa perioperative. So it was a huge challenge na I accepted and took head on. So talagang na-dry yung brain ko to to make sure everything is covered before we start in November. I was only given 2 to 2.5 months to actually start the hospital itself.
Ibig sabihin talagang empty, walang-wala, wala pang operation
ang
yung hospital.
Meron lang shelf. Lang empty shelves.
So ibig sabihin yan, you have to hire also and look for people
correct.
Na makakatulong sa'yo for the operation of
correct.
The hospital.
Bibili ng instrumento, bibili ng kama, i-consider mo lahat
Mm-mm.
ng 22 doctors. So
wow.
you had to contact 22 surgeons and coordinate with them what would they would need. And you
wow.
also have to think about the budget. Kasi
Mm-mm.
kailangan yung 22 surgeons, may kanya-kanyang preference yan.
So under din ng supervision mo yung
yes.
budgeting?
Yes.
Wow.
Kailangan yung pagbili ng miski pinakamaliit na
karayom.
Karayom. Correct, karayom. I have to make sure that that's within the budget.
Mm.
So,
so nung tinrabaho mo ito less than 3 months,
yeah.
kasama dyan ang hiring ng mga nurses.
Correct.
Alam natin maraming mga members ng Filipino community ay mga nurses.
Yes.
So meron bang nurses sa bahagi ng hospital ng Northern Beaches na iyong sinimulan o pinamahalaan to open?
Maraming there are a number of Filipino Australian nurses at saka nurses na galing sa ibang bansa
mm.
na Filipinos na for example from Saudi Arabia. Na nag-migrate papunta rito, England, na kinuha nung company itself.
Oh,
yeah. So
wow.
they were sponsored to be here. And fortunately, it was fortunate because they're Filipinos. It's all within the different specialties. So we're really well spread out. Ang gusto kong simulan ito, kasi nagsimula ako sa Monaville Hospital,
uh-huh.
which integrated sa hospital na yon. Gusto ko sana simulan yung Filipino-Australian nurses doon.
Of the Northern
Beaches.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I have that idea. Pero
mm-hmm.
hindi pa lang siya nagmamaterialize. Pero meron
That's
ng...
That's sobra kang busy.
Yeah. Pero meron na siyang at least 3 or 4 people na interesado
Uh-oh.
Na magsimula with me. So,
ang ano naman doon is yung taking the first step. Yun
yeah.
talaga yung simula at saka doon talaga mag-uugat yun eh, sabi
so,
nga.
So, I'm hoping sa 2020 before the end of this, we'll have an association of Filipino-Australian nurses
mm-hmm.
of Northern Beaches. So, napakadami kasi doon.
Alam natin ang sa bawat hospital or medical center dito, hindi nawawala ang Filipino nurses.
Yeah.
Isa dyan dahil hardworking, syempre,
correct.
Ang mga Filipino. At yung pag-aalaga talaga ng mga Filipino nurses, kaibang-kaiba sa, hindi na natin sasabihin kung kanino man. Kumbaga, natatangi
well,
talaga siya.
It's exceptional.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, very exceptional.
So, this year, 2020, is International Year of Nurses and Midwife.
Yes.
So, bilang isang nurse, ano yung ipinagmamalaki mo na isa kang Filipino-Australian nurse?
Well, ang pinaka, ano din yung respeto sa atin eh. I would like to thank the past nurses that paved way
Mm-mm.
for that, for the new nurses na, who because they paved way of, they've started the respect, they started the hard work and everything else. And we, the new nurses now, are following suit. Kasi yung standard na sinet nila, we would like to either match it or exceed it. Kasi ang turo sa akin lagi nung Filipino educators nurse na nagturo sa akin is to always put your best foot forward and have the patient in the center of the care. Kasi yun minsan ang ano eh, nagkukulang eh, yung including the patient within the care itself. So yun ang sa Filipino nurses, yun ang pinaka-importante kasi drinil sa atin yan
mm-hmm.
kahit sa Pilipinas or anywhere. Ang nakakatuwa nga, miski dito mag-aral ang Filipino nurse at maging nurse sila dito, seems like their core is always patient care first.
Uh-oh. Kumbaga ayun hindi na naaalis yun
oh,
eh.
Yun. Kasi I think it's innate sa culture natin na maging mapag-alaga. Kasi is example na niya sa magulang natin.
Mm-hmm.
Kung sa aged care, napakarami ring Filipino nurses. Napakalaga natin sa mga tao na we give importance to the elderly. And nakikita mo yan sa quality at saka quality ng care na pinaprovide ng ating mga nurses. So, this year, I really want to highlight the international nurses and I've always wanted to thank them pag may chance ako sa mga shows na, is there any Filipino nurses here? I would like to thank you. And this year, it's just one, I want to highlight more of our, the quality of Filipino-Australian nurses that we have out there.
Mm-mm. At alam natin na, sabi mo nga, kahit saan man sa buong mundo na may mga nurses, alam natin sa lahat ng bahagi ng mundo, meron at meron yan. Merong isa or minimum isa, meron at meron yan. Pero dito sa Australia, talagang napakalaking bahagi ng mga hospital at ng health sector ang mga Filipino-Australian nurses, at syempre yung mga nanggagaling pa sa mga ibang countries na nagmamigrate dito.
Correct.
For those aspiring to be nurses, alam ko you are a lecturer, nagturo ka. So alam mo kung ano dapat yung ibigay o ituro sa mga bagong cohort ng mga nurses.
Yes.
So as a lecturer, ano yung dapat na matutunan talaga? Alam natin na yung pag-aalaga dapat nasa loob natin yon.
Yes.
Pero yung dapat na matutunan ng isang estudyante o nag-aaral ng nursing?
Napakadami, pero magko-concentrate ako sa few things, yeah. Communication is really really need to be in the forefront of that. Kailangan time management. Kailangan din ng time management kasi as a nurse you need to be able to multitask and you need to be able to prioritize kung ano yung pinaka-importante for the patient care. Tapos, last thing is, you need to be adaptable. So, Filipinos are very adaptable and we're very resilient as well. Because if you need to be adaptable and resilient at the same time, because there are a lot of instances na magre-require ang quick thinking at saka kailangan gawin mo agad yung mga, especially sa nursing profession eh, kasi tayo yung first responder pag may emergency. So, ang Filipino nurses, ayun ang, I think, with anyone who wants to be a nurse, either you're Filipino or not, you need to be adaptable, resilient, you need to have a good time management skill, and of course, communication. That's within the team, plus your patient.
Nabanggit mo yung time management, ano? Bilang ikaw isang nurse, very busy din sa community. Paano mo na ma-manage yung trabaho mo at yung mga ginagawa mo for the community? Kasi alam ko, mga nurses, they do roster or shift works.
Correct.
Ano? So, lagi dyan, pag iba pa rin yung tulog sa gabi eh,
yes,
compared sa tulog sa umaga.
Yes.
So, paano?
Fortunately, I've learned as I grow. Kasi nung bata ako, wala naman akong time management, di ba?
Basta na lang.
Active ako sa community sa Hawaii, pero kalat. Pero when I got here in 2010 and I became a nurse 2013, I became active in the community again in 2017. And by that time, na-train ko na yung sarili ko ng time management.
Mm-mm.
And this won't just be possible kahit na kano kagaling sa time management kung walang suporta ng mga nagmamahal sa'yo. Siyempre, andyan si Bebe at andyan my family and the Filipino community. So, pag may halimbawa may tumawag sa akin, kailangan ng ganito. So, I'm honest with them. I can only do this time and that time.
Mm-mm.
Kung pwede, as much as possible, talagang ang time manage, ang calendar ko talaga is to the T.
At syempre, alam mo dapat yung mga bagay na dapat mong i-prioritize.
Correct.
Sabi nga.
It's very important, especially when, like you, when you're multitasking, you need to, like you said, prioritize which needs to happen first.
Mm-mm.
And then what needs to be taking care afterwards. Yeah.
Mamaya naman, makalipas ng ilang paalala, kikilalanin natin higit si Jojo at tayo ay kanyang kakantahan dahil siya rin ay isang singer-performer. Yan po ay makalipas ang ilang paalala. At ngayon naman po sa ating pagbalik sa programang Filipino ng Radyo SBS, narito si Jojo sa awitin na All I Asked.
It's all been said before, you know, so why don't we just play pretend like we're not scared of what is coming next? Who's scared of having nothing left? Look, don't get me wrong, I know there's no tomorrow. ask is if this is my last night with you. Hold me like I'm more than just a friend. Give me a memory I can use. Take me by the hands while we do what lovers do. How this ends? What if I never love again?
Yan ang awitin at ang tinig ni Jojo Sebastian sa awitin na All I Ask. Kung meron kang i-o All I Ask, Jojo, ano yun? Sa career, sa buhay, sa love life?
Actually, sa career, sa buhay, sa love life, I'm very blessed. So, para na lang sa community.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that our community becomes more united. Although we're united, we need to be more united.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be more cohesive. And I hope that all of us will become one with a mission and a vision to promote the Filipino-Australian. A Filipino community, a culture here in Australia.
Very well said.
Yeah.
At syempre, bahagi ka ng community na yan sa iyong hosting skills, sa performances, sa singing. Paano ka nagsimula sa singing mo? Kung kanina, yung pinsan mo ang inspiration mo to become a nurse.
Correct.
Ano o sino ang nagtulak sa'yo to sing?
Nakakatawa. Kasi actually, I'm not a singer. I wasn't when I started. I was actually a dancer. So I'm a trained dancer. Mm-hmm. I'm a trained actor. Theater actor. Yes, in the Philippines. When I started. But here and there, I've been pulled to sing a song. I started at 5. So 5, then I stopped singing. And then 9, I got one number somewhere. And then 11. And then something bit me when I was 17. A bug bit me at 17 that I wanted to sing. I joined choirs. I joined theater company, musical theater company. And that's what I started with.
Mm-hmm.
So this actually was highlighted when I joined Tanghalang Binyan under Marco Sison.
Sa Laguna.
Sa Binyan, Laguna, yes. When he was a counselor, he spearheaded that program and I was there. I was one of the pioneers in 1997. So that started it. And then when I moved to Honolulu, it just slowly got more. Ano nakakatawa, when I moved here in 2010, I stopped singing. Because I did radio in Hawaii as well. I was hosting my own radio program called Brother Joe and His Club Crew, which is love songs. So you know, yun ang ating passion. So acoustic and love songs and heartbreak and all that. That's my vibe. Tapos nung 2017, I got invited by Antoinette Calixto, who's a coworker of mine too.
Sa dito sa Eastern Sydney.
Yes, Pakaes. So spearheaded by Miss Santos, Presi Santos. In-invite nila ako for their Christmas party to sing a couple of songs. Doon, nagsimula.
And it has not stopped.
It hasn't stopped for 2.5 years. And the ride or the journey has been beautiful.
Sinasabi nila na ang music, ang dala neto, iba-iba rin, di ba? Minsan, dala neto malungkot na message. But in general, it brings us something na nakakapagpasaya sa atin.
Correct.
Sa'yo, ba ganun din?
Yeah, for me, music has been an inspiration of love, heartbreak, and sorrow. Which I think most of the Filipinos are like that. Kasi masyado tayong passionate eh. I also think that music is a universal language. So I try and use music to infect emotion.
Coronavirus.
Pero mas magandang epekto. So I want to... Each performance that I do, I try and have my audience feel what I'm singing. No matter if it's patriotic, if it's emotional, if it's religious, you know, something like that, solemn and things of that
basta
sort.
Basta nandun yung feeling,
oh,
sabi
yeah.
nga.
Yun yung effect. For me, it's more of love, brokenheartedness, and sorrow.
Pero hindi ka naman brokenhearted.
No, hindi. Actually, no. It's been 6 years. And I'm very, very, very blessed to have a partner that who stands by me and support me no matter what.
At laging nanonood kahit nasan ka, no?
Yes, andyan lang si Bebe sa gilid-gilid.
Alam ko you've done few gigs and shows sa mga nakaraang buwan and weeks. Are there any upcoming shows?
Yes, I have a few. Yeah.
Paano nila malalaman itong mga gigs mo? Where can they follow you?
Actually, they can follow me at www.facebook.com/@JojoASebastian. Meron akong page for that. Tapos sa Instagram ko at Jojo Sebastian Official.
Yeah. So yan, just follow Jojo Sebastian at malalaman niyo yung iba pang mga details ng kanyang mga shows and mga projects. Ngayon naman, Jojo, please kantahan mo kami kahit maputi na ang buhok ko.
Okay, hope you like it. Kung tayo ay matanda na, sana'y di tayo magbago. Kailanman, nasaan man ito ang pangarap ko. Makuha mo pa kayang ako'y agad at yakapin. Hanggang sa pagtanda natin. Natatanong lang sa'yo kung pa kaya ibigin mo. Kahit maputi na ang buhok ko, pagdating ng araw ang iyong buhok ay puputi na rin. Sabay tayong mangangarap na nakaraan sa atin. Ang nakalipas ay ibabalik natin. Ipapaalala ko sa'yo ang aking pangako na ang pag-ibig ko'y laging sa'yo. Kahit maputi na ang buhok ko.
Siyempre medyo matagal pa ang pagputi ng buhok na yan.
Bata pa tayo.
Oh.
At saka may pangkulay na rin.
Marami pang panahon para kumanta si Jojo. At yan na po ang katap sa ating programa. Maraming salamat sa inyong lahat.
SBS Filipino. Sa radyo, online at mobile. I-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.